throughout the 60s and 70s.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. We talked about a lot. The World Series. Georgia, Tennessee. Talked about Jalen Hurts and his MVP chances. Talked about the Rams and the Bucks. They play on Sunday. And how about this? Both teams are below 500. We took a look at the Golden State Warriors. They stink right now. They lost tonight in New Orleans. They're 0-6 on the road. They didn't play none of their stars and Andrew Wiggins. Hey, Shep, he doesn't fit into that category, does he?
No. Too young.
Okay, good. Yeah, the Hall of Famers and Andrew Wiggins. Let me put it that way. And then also, we talked about Kevin Durant. Just rolls out of bed and says, hey, here's 30 like it's nothing. Tonight, 28 points. The Brooklyn Nets, they win against Washington 128-86. Kyrie Irving serving the first game of his suspension, at minimum 5-game suspension. We also learned that Kyrie Irving is going to be out, Nike has kicked him out. They have severed their ties with Kyrie Irving. There will not be another Kyrie Irving shoe. They won't release the Kyrie Irving 8s. I don't know what the 7s, 6s, or 5s look like. I know what one of the shoes look like if I've seen them, but yeah, Kyrie Irving, we don't know what the hell is going to happen with that guy. Now, as we continue on with the show, we have a lot of people who've been waiting very patiently on the phone lines, and they are open if you can get in. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So between the Astros, the NFL, the NBA, college, I got you covered here for the next hour. And then I also do want to talk about, knowing that the Astros are, you know, right there at winning another championship, and we've talked about a lot of winning teams tonight, Bulldogs and Astros and Warriors. Who else? Am I missing anybody, Shep? Oh, yeah, Bucks and Rams.
Bucks aren't getting enough love this season. You and I know that.
The Buccaneers?
Oh, I thought you meant Milwaukee.
No.
See? No, case not in point.
We haven't talked about those champs. No, because they're winning. They got time. But when you think about even the Bucks, now that they have Giannis, one thing that did take place today that was absolutely hilarious were the New York Yankees. They also, for some reason, held a press conference with Aaron Boone and the contractless of Brian Cashman. And there are a lot of fans upset about what the Yankees have and have not done. And they're almost in purgatory right now. They can't do anything. Free agency can't do anything until after the World Series is over. You know, a lot of folks still in their feelings about the Aaron Judge situation. Let's go ahead and get to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. Me, you can find me. I'm on the internet. Do it safely. That's at JR Sport Brief. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Matt. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, I'm not asking. When I was a freshman at Del Campo High School in Berkeley, California, Dusty was a junior there. And this guy ruled. I mean, every sport he played, you cannot believe how good he was.
Nice.
To show you what a badass he was, every once in a while there would be a track meet and a baseball game at home. He would go to the track field in his baseball uniform, put his track shoes on, do the long jump, winning it in one leap by 3 or 4 feet, back to the baseball diamond, and that's what a badass he was.
Okay.
And well, that's Dusty Baker.
I'd pay to see him do that now at 73. You think he can?
No, but he's I'm sure he's having a good time, you know. We all love him. I don't care about the Astros cheat thing. That's all it's been. We all want to see him win a managerial ring. You know, that'd be so cool.
Yep, he picked up that one with the Dodgers in the 80s, and the only thing missing on his ledger, having gone to the World Series with the Giants going last year and now back, is to just pick up that last championship. Matt, you think they'll get the job done tomorrow?
You know, I think so. I think they're having meetings all night. Just going, look, man, we got to win. We don't want it to go seven. Everybody gets home runs, hits, whatever. I don't know. They have that ability. I mean, everybody in that lineup, although both lineups are pretty good, but that Astros lineup, man, oh, man, if they get hot, geez, everybody just hit after hit after hit sometimes. It's like crazy.
Wow. I think
we're hoping.
All things considered, and thank you, Matt, for calling from San Diego. It's obvious the Astros have the momentum on their side. The Houston Astros, they only have to win one game at home. They got two opportunities to do so. They got Valdez on the mound in a rematch against Wheeler. The last time we saw Zach Wheeler, this guy was tired as hell. I think they're favored. They should be favored to win the World Series. The Phillies had their chance. They went up 2-1. And then in two games in Philadelphia, the Astros said, hey, here's a no-hitter. Here's a Verlander win in the World Series, something that he's never done. And boom, here you have it. And so Dusty Baker, he could take a lot of what they've had up until now with Jeremy Peña, the man who replaced Carlos Correa at shortstop. And this is what Dusty Baker, this is what he had to say about Peña just being so on time and timely with his hitting.
He works at it, and he works at his game. And, you know, what he's done this year was similar to when I saw young Andrew Jones as a young player with the Braves against the Yankees.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see it's twofold. I'd love to see Dusty Baker win a championship as a manager. I'd love to. I mean, this wasn't even a job that he was supposed to have. He's here basically as the mop-up man. At the same time, I'd love to see Bryce Harper get a championship. Catch 22, can't have it all. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go from San Diego to Chicago, and let's talk to Ed. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ed?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm excellent.
Let me give you my opinion on what these celebrities say and do, and I'll be very quick. I do not care. It doesn't mean a thing to me if they're bigoted. I don't care if they get drunk. I don't care if they use drugs. I don't care if they cheat on their wives, as long as they're not harming someone, I don't care. And if that makes me different, so be it. But that's the way I feel.
No, as you should. I feel the same way, Ed.
Thank you.
That's how I look at life. I don't care what anybody does, as long as you don't put other people at harm's way. I don't care. I got a little bit more empathy, I think. I'm not going to say, oh, man, I don't care if this guy is strung out on, you know, cocaine or crack or fentanyl or something on the side of the road. I got some empathy there. But I guess a little bit more of his point would be people have to watch who you follow and, you know, what you take in from other individuals, how you consume information. There are a lot of people who it's true. There are a lot of people who worship athletes, who idolize them. And it's not just athletes, it's celebrities and people on social media. There are people who have followings, individuals who have folks in the millions who follow their every word, and they want to know where they live and what they do and their family life. I mean, there are blogs on YouTube of couples just sharing their lives, like a modern-day Truman Show. A lot of this is normal now. It ain't normal for me. It's like what I do in my house is my business. It ain't none of yours. The same way I could care less what happens in the doors of your house. But we live in such a sharing society, such a social society, that it was natural for a lot of this to go overboard. And as we spoke to Jemele Hill last night, and she said it right here on the air with us, whether you're a professional athlete or you have a platform, man, it can really punch you in the mouth if you don't know how to handle it. It's a humbling experience. It's something that most people with an audience or a platform have to learn. You got to be careful what you say. I mean, it's tough enough growing up and being an adult, you know, growing from being a child to an adult to being a mature adult. That's tough enough. Think about having to do all of this with a phone in your back pocket and your brain and your thoughts. You know, you're ready to dump them all to the public. It's a wild world that we live in. 855-212-4CBS. Marcel is calling from San Diego. What's up, Marcel?
Finally. Hello. What's going on, man? Can you hear me?
You said finally. It's a busy night.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I've been listening to the whole time, listening to all these people that's talking about stuff that didn't really have no sense to me.
Oh, well, let's see if you make sense. Go ahead, Marcel.
Okay, well, first of all, what I'm going to say is, of course, I'm going to start with football.
Oh, start.
Now, I am a Buccaneers fan. I'm 32 years old. I've been a Buccaneers fan since I was 12, so it's about, like, 21 years.
Derek, you remember Derek Brooks? No, right?
Oh, maybe. I know the whole defense. I can name them all right now.
Oh well, don't do that. I mean? But go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah. What I was saying, when it comes to the Buccaneers, yes, of course. You said we got the loser bowl against the Rams. But one thing I'm gonna say is, when it comes to November, if you go back on Tom Brady's record, when he was with the Patriots and everything, okay, November and December is when he turns up.
All right.
That's
well, he's not.
He really turns up.
Okay. Well, I don't think that has anything to do with now, but what else?
What do you mean it doesn't have? It has a lot to do with it.
No, the year 2022. This is a different time,
no,
a different team, a different era, a different coach, different circumstances. There's a lot that's different.
Exactly. But I'm saying,
okay,
right now, he got something to prove.
Okay.
And he always proves it, because you got to remember, I'm saying you got to remember within the past when the team is down and all that stuff, mm-hmm, he'll end up getting a lot of wins, or 4 wins, 3 wins in November, and okay, probably 2 or 3 wins in December, and then
okay,
go back and make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, what was your other point?
My Golden State Warriors. And how people
will make it.
About why they would bench my star players? Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think I think we all know the answer. Can you give it to us quick?
Okay, we all know that we're spending a lot of money on our star players, and they're getting older.
Yeah.
Why are we going to risk them getting injured for a whole season when we got Jordan Poole that we just spent money on?
Well,
we're going to see how he does.
I can name them very quickly. Kuminga, Wiseman, Poole. I can go down the line and list. I agree with you. Do you have one final point? I'm giving you another one.
Okay. And with
it's okay. We don't need to force it. Thank you, Marcel. Now, I get it. That's tough, man. Marcel, if you're going to call and the first thing you're going to tell me is the other callers were saying crazy things, like, Marcel, you got to be on it, bro. You got to come on the bench or come off the bench like, hey, Chef, who's somebody efficient off the bench?
Well, Russell Westbrook on Friday.
You got to be like Russell Westbrook off the bench efficient on Friday, not generally speaking. You can't come off the bench and be like, I don't know. Why did Hubert Davis is the first name that popped into my head from 25, 30 years ago? You get my drift here, man. If you're going to say something about the other callers, you got to back it up. You got to be on the ball. Like Perry from Alabama, let's see if I'm wrong. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Look, I want Dusty Baker to win this World Series so bad. And there's no catch-22 with me. I don't want Bryce Harper winning anything. He's overrated. And last year he won an MVP award when it when the biggest series of the year in Atlanta for the division title, this guy goes 0-for-12 with a sacrifice RBI and walks away with MVP, and the Braves swept him. How is he an MVP last year? I don't understand how he won the award. He's overrated. I want him to go his whole career.
The MVP award isn't a postseason award. It's for the regular season. We just saw
that
Aaron.
That was a regular season series. Regular season series.
The hell is wrong with Hey Shep? What the hell is wrong with that guy? What is he? Is he inhaling caffeine? Is he snorting it? Like what?
Perry's fired up.
Is he on booger sugar?
Perry is fired up. Apparently, he loved himself from Dusty Baker, which, you know.
Well, we ain't asking about Dusty. We're not talking about Dusty Baker.
Right.
Perry has to slow down a little bit. Hold on. Hey, Perry, you okay?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Hold on. You gotta take a deep breath, Perry. You ready, Perry? Nobody heard a word that you said.
And there's no catch 22 with me.
Oh my God, he was gone. Who is he talking to?
That was the only part of the conversation.
This poor man is
catch 22 with me. I don't want Bryce.
This poor man is talking to himself and doesn't even realize it. Let me make my point while he talks to himself. The MVP award. No, don't do that. The MVP award in all sports is a regular season award. You telling me about how bad Bryce Harper was in the postseason doesn't lend credence to him winning the award in the regular season. I can look at an even more recent example, like someone named Aaron Judge, who just historically had one of the best seasons ever of a baseball player, and he just crapped out in the postseason. So if I need to utilize that same logic, then Aaron Judge should be a runner-up to the MVP as well. Let's send it to Cleveland, okay? Perry, here from Alabama, realizing that maybe he's finally speaking to the public again. Go ahead, Perry.
JR. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that was a regular season series I was talking about. The series was the division was on the line before the season ended, and it was in Atlanta. And
Bryce
Harper walks away with the MVP award after not even showing up for the series when it mattered the most.
You are correct. You are right, and I remember that vividly because I'm here. So I was wrong. But what I will say is, my point still stands. Because it's not just for a series, it's for an entire year.
But he didn't show up. His team needed him the most, and he went 0-for-12.
I understand that. It's for the entire...
He was 0-for-12.
It's for the entire season. It's not just for a...
That was his biggest series of the year to show that he was an MVP candidate, and he should have stayed home.
Perry, it happens. It happens all over the place. Yes, you want your biggest and best player to shine the brightest and the biggest of moments, but baseball is such a peculiar sport where you fail more often than you succeed. 0-12 sucks. It was awful. But I personally don't think that's a precursor if you want to think about a 3 or 4-game series to wipe out an entire year. We can disagree on that.
Are you okay?
Is he okay?
Did you get an accident?
I'm right here.
Oh, good, okay, good. I heard some noises. Good.
Yeah, are you driving with the window down?
Oh, yeah. I'm delivering pizza.
Don't do that.
Okay, I rolled it up. I'm delivering food. I work for Domino's.
I know. You're not the one who's supposed to give me the code, right?
Yeah, that was me.
So what? Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You have anger issues?
I just can't stand Bryce Harper.
Oh, no, I didn't ask. No. I didn't ask you about Bryce Harper. Slow down.
I don't have anger issues.
Because one day, it seems like it, one day you call me and you say, JR, I'm going to get you some food and get you this. And then the other day, you're calling me so angry about Bryce Harper.
The media builds up these guys that don't deserve it. He does not deserve it.
So you want to tell me.
You're part of the media. And y'all do it. All of y'all do it. Y'all build up people. It's like this. If I say something right now about a certain quarterback,
yeah,
all your listeners are going to say I'm a racist, and I'm not. Okay? Lamar Jackson has no business throwing a football in the NFL. And I said that on a local radio talk show here in Mobile, and everybody in the apps are going, oh, Perry's racist. No, I'm not racist. That's my opinion. I don't care if he's black, white, green, or yellow. It's an opinion.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're racist. I haven't heard anything such. I don't think saying that makes you a racist. And let's
oh,
have
yeah.
a...
Yeah, down here, you can't say anything about
well,
Lamar
Perry,
Jackson.
Perry, I'm going to be honest with you for a second. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I think, and this is me. This is me having now remembered having spoke to you multiple times and several times. I think there are times where you need to do a better job. Slow down and listen. Sometimes you get so excited about what you feel and think that you don't listen to what somebody, I'm talking about me, this is my experience, what I am saying.
I got you.
Okay, so look, I can't speak and I'm going to be very clear with you. Am I a part of the media? Yes, I am. Okay. Am I also a regular ass person when the microphone goes off? Oh, yes, I am. And so my opinions weighed versus anything else. Sure, you can group me up with those people. But I, like I think most humans, consider myself to be an individual. And so if you want to make a point and you say I make a point, I'm only going to tell you the same way how I feel. It don't matter what anybody else does. And so you can be passionate about Lamar Jackson or Bryce Harper or whatever the case might be. But if you're going to call me up, let's do a better job most times of just having a conversation. You said something and I was wrong. And one of the reasons, this doesn't excuse me, one of the reasons is because you get so damn hyped up right out of the gate. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to slow down sometimes.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't want your free pizza anymore, though. You hurt my feelings.
How did I hurt your feelings?
Yeah, you did. I'm a human being, too. You hurt me. No, you did.
How?
You call up, you're yelling, and just my feelings are hurt.
I just don't understand how Bryce Harper has been built up to be this great baseball god, and he can't hold Mickey Mantle's jockstrap. Okay?
He is. How about this as a fact? He's one of the most talented baseball players that we've seen here over the past decade, okay?
Really? He didn't look too talented in last year. In a three-game sweep to lose a division.
Look,
he didn't look talented to me, JR.
I'm looking at the entire breadth of his career. I'm not looking at an individual series. They are in the
–
hold on, Perry. This is my point.
Okay.
What team is in the World Series right now?
Houston and Philadelphia.
Okay. Who helped lead the charge in the playoffs up until this point for them to be there?
Realmuto, Hoskins, the rookie Stott.
Perry.
I ain't naming Bryce Harper.
So that's your own business now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, we need people who are going to be honest. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. Don't move. Marcel is calling from San Diego. What's up, Marcel?
Yes, finally.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, remember earlier on in the show I mentioned that we got couples in the car, you know, they're going on dates and they're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Remember I said that?
Yes, and you specifically.
Yeah, I'm looking at a tweet. Shout outs to Joseph Fries in reference to our last call with Perry. He says that was one of the best calls he's ever heard. Thank you, Perry. He says that I mentioned me. Booger sugar made him laugh so hard he had to explain it to his girlfriend. And I told him, I said he should be happy that his girlfriend doesn't know what booger sugar is.
I got you.
And congratulations to him there. Anyway, knowing that, the call, fine. If you don't like Bryce Harper, that's fine. But to now call him overrated, okay, fine. That might be legitimate. If you think about this man as a phenom, you know, he's not, I'd say, what he was expected to be, unequivocally the best player ever. And that's a difficult thing to live up to. I think in probably all of our lifetimes, the only man to do that up until this point has probably been LeBron James, which makes it amazing.
JR, just and, very quickly, sorry.
Hold on, Shep. But even having said that, when you look at what Bryce Harper has done, it is still ridiculous. So to call him just overrated and to now at the end just not look at the breadth of his career, how many players can do what he has done? It's a very slim list. Go ahead, Shep.
I mean, to this Perry, if you're still listening, just please absorb this very quickly. The most votes ever by a position player in the history of the sport is Derek Jeter. He was one vote shy. We all know Derek Jeter should have been unanimous alongside his teammate Mariano Rivera. Derek Jeter has zero MVPs to his name. Bryce Harper already has two. He just turned 30. There is nothing overrated about Bryce Harper. Maybe he did not live up to what LeBron James turned into, given the fact that they both had incredible hype before they even set foot professionally. But Bryce Harper has been a major success at the MLB level. And Perry, as great as a caller he can be sometimes, he's just hating on Bryce for no damn reason.
Yeah, nah, Bryce Harper is building himself a Hall of Fame career right now. And everything that needed to be known was known when I said, why are they here in this position right now? Why did they advance? And he's naming everybody on the team except for the guy who was blazing hot to get them to the World Series. So, I mean, Perry, man, you really lost some points here. You really lost some points. I'm gonna look at you different. That's why I don't want your free pizza no more either. And Shep doesn't need it because he's going to run a marathon. Speaking of Bryce Harper, looking at the totality of his career or a season, or even being smart enough to not judge a singular player by a series as opposed to what he's done an entire year, I did mention Aaron Judge, who had one of the best seasons ever and flamed out in the postseason, specifically against those Astros. The New York Yankees had a press conference today. Aaron Boone spoke. Brian Cashman spoke. And one of the things that stood out was the fact that the Astros were mentioned. And Aaron Boone, he was asked about, you know, why can't the Yankees do what they've been doing? And this is what Boone said.
We haven't been able to beat them. You know, I said we need to slay that dragon. We haven't done it yet. And that hurts, and it's also a motivating factor to try and continue to get better.
Okay, well, we know in the Yankees land, everybody gets criticized. People want Boone out. People definitely want Cashman out. He doesn't currently have a contract. He says it's been discussed, but he's just operating business as usual. He was also asked about Aaron Boone, and he gave his thoughts on the Astros always whooping the Yankees' ass.
Boone does a great job of trying to put our players in the best position to succeed. But unfortunately, you know, in that last series with Houston, it didn't, you know, our dreams ended for 22 and not the way, rather abruptly and quickly, and it sucked.
Yeah, there's no other way to say it. Ask the Yankee fans. They know it sucks. It sucks so bad they want him gone. I'm not in agreement there because sometimes the grass isn't always greener. People want to get Cashman out the building, but you don't know what the hell's coming next. High expectations, but be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Detroit and talk to someone named L.A. Go ahead, L.A.
Hey, good brother. How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm very well, man. Thank you. What's up?
Hey, like I told the screener, I'm only calling. I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm from Detroit. Can't root for the team here. Long story. I got too much gray hair for it. But I'm calling to see your perspective in regards to Sunday night's football game when the Chiefs face the Titans. I've been getting a lot of slack for people that love football and they don't think because Patrick don't have Tyreek no more that he's not really a good quarterback, but clearly he's showing he is. So I want to know if the Chiefs win this coming Sunday, would you put them in the top of your AFC contenders for Super Bowl?
They already are. I think you need to check who your friends are because I think they're completely off the wall. I mean, you don't do what Patrick Mahomes has done to start his career just because of having a Tyreek Hill. Even having to spread the ball around to multiple receivers, whether it's Juju Smith-Schuster or Hartman, obviously Kelsey is still there. And now he has Kadarius Toney, and we'll have to see how much burn he gets. But there's not a shadow of a doubt that they're awesome. Their offense, they're scoring more points than anyone in the NFL. I mean, what else is there to say? Patrick Mahomes has 20 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. It doesn't matter if they're playing the Titans or they're playing your next-door neighbor. Like, Patrick Mahomes is still great, and he'll be right there at the end competing again in the AFC.
I believe that as well. I just do not like when coach, like you have a double-digit lead and you play like a prevent defense.
Well, yeah. You bringing up Cincinnati?
Yes.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, come on now. I know. In that type of game, to know what's on the line and just to drive and just, yeah, we can, our defense is going to stop them or, you know, they're not going to move anything because our corners are doing something. And it's like, no, you can't do that.
Well, L.A., let's let bygones be bygones.
You're right.
I think everybody has learned their lesson. Patrick Mahomes was also very vocal about us taking our foot off of the gas. Mm-hmm. They won a championship. They've been to AFC championship games. They've won them. They've lost them. They've won a Super Bowl. Let's take a deep breath and let's see them go back and play, I don't know, the Bills again. L.A., yeah. I appreciate you, man. Don't worry about it.
I appreciate you, J.R. Be safe, brother.
You as well. Shout-outs to L.A. from Detroit. He doesn't root for the Lions. He roots for the Chiefs, and he got people worried about him, man. I'd be happy to be a Chiefs fan right now this minute. It's the J.R. Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls before I roll out for the night.
You're listening to the J.R. Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just ready for the games now. I'm ready for Georgia and Tennessee. I'm ready for the World Series. I'm ready for more football on Sunday, obviously. I'm just ready for the games. Let's get more of your calls in before I have to roll out. You can always holler at me at JR Sport Brief. Let's hit the phones. Okay, let's go to Mario calling from Rochester, where I will be in a few days for my media for the movement tour. Mario, what's up?
How you doing, sir?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I like hearing your show. I like how you keep people on point and don't let them ramble, you know, because you try to keep things on focus. It's interesting that as of now, we have 12 black starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and six black head coaches. And one other thing, don't you find it interesting that ever since Davante Adams went to the Raiders, that the Raiders and Green Bay are both having lousy seasons?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily put the lousy season for the Raiders on Davante Adams. I would put that on the new system and the offensive line. And I think it's without a shadow of a doubt that one of the Packers' main issues, outside of their own line trouble, is the fact that they don't have that go-to wide receiver, that all-pro type. And Davante, absolutely.
Right. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mario, for calling from Rochester. And all my folks up in Rochester, the University of Rochester, it's the next stop on the Media for the Movement tour. So I look forward to being all the way up in New York State next week. I should have a fun time. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe. He is calling from Illinois. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing damn good, Joe. What's up?
I'm doing all right. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. What about them Bulls, man? They're just not getting it done. You know,
the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah, they lost to the Eastern Conference champion Celtics tonight. The Bulls are pretty much even right now. They don't have Ball running around. I mean, do the Bulls realistically have any expectations for this season? I think the answer is no.
Not really. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
How many turnovers did he have? I think it was six or seven.
Who are you referring to?
I think it was DeMar.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if tonight is the night to pick on him because he had 46 points and two turnovers. So I don't know if DeMar is the guy to look at.
It was the other guy.
Well, there's about 10 of them that probably played. So, don't worry about the Bulls too much, Joe. We got some other teams that are playing too, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Joe, for calling from Illinois. He's like, oh, yeah, DeMar DeRozan, the turnovers killed the game. The man had 46 points and two turnovers in 36 minutes. He was 13 of 23 from the field. He shot 22 free throws and made 20 of them. Yeah, the other guy had the turnovers. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy calling from New Orleans. What's up, Tommy?
JR, bro, I don't know, man. We got Perry on the phone for like 45 minutes from Alabama. Not one roll damn tie. I mean, come on. And then I don't know where I got to get my ass to first, San Diego or Illinois. Yeah, if you're feeling me, you know what I'm saying? I got to run Marcel down some kind of way, and I'm going to take Perry with me because Perry needs some, calm him down.
You're killing your own time no here, Tommy.
I know. Right. So I'm waiting for the guy who called up and said Urban Meyer was going to be the next coach of Broncos and bring Osweiler with him. I think it's going to be a mess caller. The reason I called JR is can't guard Mike or can't trade Mike Thomas. He's basically the president of the Piece of Crap Club down here in New Orleans, and I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, all that whole situation.
I can't say anything about Michael Thomas except for he's just, I don't want to say he's peaked, but he probably has, especially when you think about all the leg injuries that he's had. Now it's his toe going from his ankle and ankle sprains and knees and toes. It's for a dude who was one of the most reliable, sure-handed guys in the middle of the field. He's
crazy.
Done. He's cooked.
It's crazy, yeah. And you know, I mean, the word on the street down here is, you know, the Saints are done. You know, they can't trade him. They can't cut him because of the contract or whatever. And so they're gonna try to do something next year.
There's a reason why they drafted Olave. And I wouldn't rely on Mike Thomas to save my life at
I think he's done. He's played his last game for the Saints. So we got Tennessee and UGA and LSU and Bama. Who you got, man?
Well, I'm going to go with Alabama, and I'm going to go with the Dogs.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you.
I think we have to go to Alabama.
Say again?
I basically have to go with Alabama because my daughter went there twice on a free ride. So when your daughter gets a free education, you got to wear the hat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. I know that might be a little bit tough in New Orleans, but I can dig it, man. Appreciate you.
Dude, JR, you are so good, bro. Every time those guys call up with like the thing with the Washington or whatever, I was like, oh, please, Hammer, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you, man.
All right, boss. Later.
You be well. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I think he'll be the last guy that we'll be able to fit in for tonight. Hey, Shep, thank you for a great week. What else is new, right?
My pleasure, JR. Thank you for equaling the greatness and surpassing it.
No, we had a lot to watch and pay attention to over the weekend. And, you know, I wish you nothing but the best again as you get ready to run. What is your third New York City Marathon?
I appreciate that, sir. Yes, third New York City Marathon. Looking forward to it.
Big time, big time. So I'll definitely be paying attention. And I hope you get some rest, man. You got to coach a basketball game. You're hosting, huh?
Hosting tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern time to 2 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a lot of similar topics, and I hope I do you proud as always, man.
You're going to be here at CBS Sports Radio at noon Eastern?
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it. So make sure you tune in to Shep. Where can people follow you, Shep, online?
They can get me at @thegoodshepherd_ on Twitter, and that's all I have time for. I don't know how you do all you do, JR, on social media.
Yeah, I got issues, man.
I didn't say that, but I don't know how you balance everything.
No, I said it. I got issues. I got problems. Some good, some bad, but I'm here either way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you tune in to Shep on the air here on CBS Sports Radio not too long from now. He'll be back 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Me? I'll be on after that. Not here on CBS Sports Radio. You have to wait until Monday night for that. But tomorrow, I'll be on in New York City, WFAN at 4 p.m. Eastern. If you want to listen to Shep, you want to listen to me, it's real simple. It doesn't matter where you're at in the country. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Thank you, Shep. Thank you to all of our listeners. We'll be back Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Have a great weekend. Hickey, I love him. Ryan is coming up next. Don't move.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.